Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Carl Anthony Towns can be that guy. This is where I have a major problem with what everybody, like, they need this thing. Carl Anthony Towns can be the second scorer. Carl Anthony Towns can drop 30 on any game. Carl Anthony Towns is capable of that. They have to find a way to get that out of him. And I'm sorry, I understand that you wish that he would just do it and it would manifest itself. Part of it is it's Jalen Brunson's team. Like, the offense doesn't really flow in that way to allow it to happen. Like, again, in the fourth quarter, can you imagine him standing at the elbow calling for the ball? With the way the Knicks were playing down the stretch of that game, it wouldn't make any freaking sense. They've got to find a way to get him involved. They have to. And it's up to this coach to do it because they're not going to beat the Boston Celtics without him. He has got to be an enormous player for this team. He has to be part of the reason. He has to be arguably the reason right there with Brunson if they're going to win this series. And you can't allow him to disappear, even if that's his nature. It's up to the coach to not allow it. And I know that's easier said than done, and I'm not saying I have the answer for that. They have to work on it. There has to be a way to involve him throughout the game at all times, let him figure it out, and be more impactful. We have seen it. We did see it in this series. Games 3 and 4 in Detroit, he was excellent. Games 2 and 6, he wasn't. And last night, he was invisible for a lot of the game. He was afraid to shoot after struggling and missing some shots early. And then he was there with everybody else, twiddling their thumbs while Jalen Brunson was winning a game, other than Mikal Bridges, who put back the tip in. And I shouldn't say twiddling their thumbs, but you know what? It's what it felt like. It felt like Teen Wolf. Did you ever see Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox? That's what it felt like. If you've seen the movie, you know, Chubbs is just eating an apple on the court. Like, they're not even playing because the Wolf is taking over the game. That's what it felt like. Now, the Wolf's good enough to win. And that's great, but, you know, eventually, no Wolf, no part. That's for you big-time Teen Wolf fans. But you're not going to beat the Boston Celtics having Chubbs walking around eating an apple while the Wolf is out there dominating. It's like, it's not going to happen. So, Carl Anthony Towns can be that guy. I refuse to believe he can't be. I refuse to believe Carl Anthony Towns is just soft. He's not it. He's not the guy. There's no point in trying. Let's just see if he can get us some rebounds and maybe hit some shots early in the game. But ultimately, when crunch time happens and when the rubber meets the road, Carl Anthony Towns is going to be roadkill. Like, I can't just give in to that thought. One, because I don't believe it, and two, because if it's true, the Knicks can't win. Plain and simple. I don't believe it, but if it's true, the Knicks can't win. So they've got to figure out a way, and Tibbs has got to figure out a way to get him more involved and keep him involved throughout the game, throughout the series. Has to. Because you're right. The last caller was right. John was right. You can't not have, you need that secondary scorer. You need someone who can create his own shot. We've seen him be able to do so. He can shoot the three. He can get close to the rim. He can hit off balance shots. He can hit fadeaway jump shots. He can fit, he can hit shots. He can hit off balance shots. Like, we've seen all of that. We've seen all of it. If he can get to the foul line, he's an incredible foul shooter. Like, do it. They've got to get him involved. This cannot be the Brunson show. Last night was the Brunson show for the last 2.5 minutes, and it was wonderful. It was a great performance. One hell of a show. The pageantry, the music. Wow, what a show. But it's not going to continue. Or, I mean, it may, but it won't be good enough to win. So somehow, some way, they have got to figure out a way to get him more involved. Just and I refuse to not put that on the coach. I'm sorry. Right? We know everything about this coach. And now, I mean, he's going to be a conversation moving forward, too. It doesn't go away. The noise would have been extremely loud had they lost this series. But to me, he's still, I don't know if hot seat's the right term, but he is still under the microscope. He is still, you know, we are going to break down all of his decisions and how this Knicks team plays in this series. And thankfully, he was able to get through that series. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Like, a little bit now that I'm talking about it. And it was a different situation, but if you remember the... And guess what? Here comes a Yankee reference from the Yankee shill. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. It's been a good 45 minutes since I referenced them. But 2017 and Joe Girardi playing against the Cleveland Guardians, who were defending American League champions, heavily favorites in the series. Game two, they had a lead. They blew it. And Joe Girardi didn't challenge a hit by pitch. It was like the glaring mistake. And Lindor hits the big home run. The Knicks, the Yankees lose the game. They go down 0-2 in the series. And it was like Jalen Brunson standing on the sidelines. It was one of those like, oh my God, how did you not do that? They rallied to win the series. The Yankees won the next three. The Knicks won last night. But ultimately fell short in the next round and was given his walking papers. Now, I don't know how Leon Rose feels about Coach Tibbs. I don't know how he feels. I mean, I would imagine he thinks very highly of him. He hired him. He's done an incredible job turning this franchise around. And I'm sure he does not want to let him go. But there are going to be people in Leon Rose's ear telling him he's holding them back. And he didn't do himself any favors in this series. And to me, what am I looking for? Numero uno on the Thibodeau checklist for this series. How does he get Karl Anthony Towns to be an extremely impactful player in this series? Because that's what they'll need. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for rotations. I'm not looking for bench minutes. Like, we could have that conversation. I won't dismiss them if that's what you want to talk about at 888-808-1019 as we get into the series on Monday. Fine. Those are all valid conversations. But ultimately, I don't think the Knicks bench is all that good. You know, you're going to use McBride and obviously Mitch. Other than that, it's going to be, you know, game plan decisions and little things like that. Obviously, campaign is played in most of the series, if not all the games in the series. But ultimately, the bench is very short. You know this. Last night, I thought that maybe with the Hacker Mitch thing, they might go to Achiuwa just a little bit to give them size and somebody that they couldn't foul. But in the fourth quarter, they had so limited personal fouls, they weren't going to play that game. Because they weren't anywhere near the bonus. But I don't know what else. For me, there's one thing. There's one thing that this coach has to figure out a way. How does he get the other superstar, that, make no mistake, was brought here to win this series. He was brought here to compete with the best team in the Eastern Conference. Nobody saw the Cleveland Cavaliers becoming this good. Like, they knew they were a talented team. They have a superstar and they have good players. Nobody expected them to be this good in the number one seed and all that. But like in the offseason, they went out and made two moves. Mikal Bridges for first round picks and Karl-Anthony Towns. But in specific, Karl-Anthony Towns was the other superstar. He was brought here to help them win this series, to turn them into a team that could win this series. They have to find a way to get him involved. They have to find a way to let his offense play. They have to find a way to get him open threes. They have to find a way. And if he's not going to grab it by the horns, then they got to lead him.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.